Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack here, and Dylan behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And you two know this. No other duo knows more about the Falcons in this city than you fellas. One sitting across from me, one to my left, Mike and Bo.
Yeah, yes, okay. I can ride that wave with you. Sure.
And we've been going over the top 20 most important Falcons. So your opinion on this truly carries some weight here. At this point, you guys have agreed on the top 20. We are at 25, got it down to 20. And now we got to rank them in order. But just so we catch everyone up to speed, can we kind of go through who the top 20 are in no particular order, or however you want to take it, just so we know who we're pulling from to go to start listing them and ranking them.
Yeah, in no particular order. And, Bo, you'll have to help me and make sure that I'm on here. I got the offensive line. I've got Newsel McGarry Lindstrom. For the defensive line, I've got James Pierce, Ruka Roro, Arnold Ebikadi, Jalen Walker, Leonard Floyd, David Onyemata. For the linebacking core, I have Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson. For the corners, I have A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes.
Yeah, that's right.
I have Charlie Warner for the tight ends, which was a pretty good debate yesterday, but we both kind of came to a consensus that he's probably more important this season than Kyle Pitts. And then you get to offense. You got Michael Penix, obviously, Bijan Robinson.
Drake London,
Darnell Mooney. Oh, and I forgot Jesse Bates back at the safety spot.
Yeah.
And then finish that up with one Young Waiku, because – whoever wins that spot, and we're the best version of ourselves if he wins that spot against Lenny Craig, then I think, you know, Young Waiku's got to be included. So that's our 20. Just working from inside out there.
How difficult was it? Because I came in a little bit after you guys this morning. You were already kind of debating the battles that needed to happen.
Yeah.
With the extra, we had 25 players, need to get it down to 20. How difficult was it to go through those?
There was a lot of healthy dialogue, a lot of healthy discourse in those conversations.
Yeah, I think we both had, what would you say, two guys that we were like, we're not giving up.
Yes, that's a good point.
And so we started there. Like, I said, hey, I'm not giving up. I said, I'm not giving up Rook or Pierce. Mm-hmm. I will straight up give you Helms and Dorless, but we got to have a conversation about Troy Anderson, which we did. And then he came in and Mike said, I'm not giving up Hughes or Lindstrom.
Right. And the conversation around Chris Lindstrom, I think we both kind of felt the same way about Chris Lindstrom. He's just kind of there. It's almost like he's been so good and so consistent that he almost becomes like forgettable when you talk about importance.
Well,
but I kind of put Bo to task and I said, we can't include A.J. Terrell like in the, you know, top whatever of this conversation. And Chris Lindstrom, honestly, is probably the offensive version, if not better than that, when you look at him, because he's out there. They play at a very high level. You don't look at either one of them as like some kind of standout leader. None of them play the quarterback position of the defense, but they play at such a high level that they become of max importance to this team.
And the problem for me with this whole list is we've essentially just ignored the existence of one player who has been one of the most important players on this roster for the last 11 or 12 seasons, which is Jake Matthews.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And here's the problem for it. This is why I was okay with leaving Lindstrom off, because to me, Jake Matthews has been the most consistent player on this football team for the last 12 years. He has been your stalwart left tackle. He's played, I think, every game but like one.
Something insane.
He's the only player. The only player. He might be one of like 10 people that was in the building. I mean, I'm talking video people, PR people, all the way back that was training, everything, like anything, kitchen people, right? That was a grounds crew that was here during the Super Bowl season in 16. That's how
that's a good point.
So that's to me, that was part of my I could leave Lindstrom off because do I think he's important? Yeah. But to your point,
you could have named all five of the offensive linemen.
Yeah, because Matthew Bergeron should have been on this list, probably. Because when Matthew Bergeron showed up, Drew Dahlman all of a sudden became a better center. Yeah. And all of a sudden now Drew Dahlman's making $20 million a year or something, and I know I'm exaggerating slightly, to be play for another team. And when did Drew Dahlman get recognized as this guy? When Matthew Bergeron came here. To me, it's why Ryan Neusel stepped in, or not why, but it was a part of Ryan Neusel stepping in, starting 8 games last year, and we were seemingly not missing a beat from that aspect. Some of your best offensive outputs with Ryan last year where Ryan Neusel was there at center.
And Allie, just to put a bow on kind of the creation of this list and the rankings, this is why 20 was such an interesting number.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, essentially you have 22 starters, but when you look at role players on the defensive front, in the back end, different packages offensively, like there's different names to be able to put in all these scenarios. That's why when you stop at 20 and then you also throw a Younghoe Koo in there at kicker, it becomes very, very difficult on the back end of that 20 to really select. Like I said, you could have picked all five offensive linemen as being guys that, hey, you want to step up. And then you could have easily cut out of Chris Lindstrom and said, well, you know what, he's just – we need Bergeron to be important this year. But you have to fall back to your beliefs in who is actually important and who you need to step up and who you need to play at the top of their ability. And that's why the most important, quote-unquote, became a better list than just best players.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you guys were able to healthily come to the top 20 and agree upon them. Now we're going to start to rank them. Who would you put in 20th place?
Do you want to go on this one, Bo?
Yeah, it's funny because we did put a tight end, and since not a tight end, people think maybe needs to be important this year. Charlie Warner remember Patrick DeMarco from the Super Bowl season?
Remember him well.
DeMarco, yeah, and you were friends with him, you played with him. I got to know him briefly just, you know, during that time and some interactions. He was so big in this offense. Yeah, you know, and to me, that's what Charlie Warner is, because Charlie Warner can play that H-back kind of role. I think Charlie Warner, you could throw in there at fullback if you needed him for a play or two. He is a blocking tight end that is on the field quite a bit with the way they use him. He's going to catch a few passes. But the existence of that sixth offensive lineman on any given down
– yep.
Set where you that's what he fills, and I just think his importance is big. Now, is he the most important player on the field? No, not at all. But we both had him on our list, therefore he earned the 20 spot.
Well, and I think that he falls in line with a couple things with me. First of all, how is Zach Robinson going to use him? And I think that it's so unique the way that Zach Robinson and Dwayne Ledford have utilized him in this run game. And then you also fall back, and this was another point of contention, if he's not part of the lineup, if something were to happen to Charlie Warner, do you feel like whoever is being put in that place can play up to that standard? I don't believe so. I don't think we have anybody else on this roster that plays up to the ability of a Charlie Warner. I think that's the reason you brought him in. I think that's the reason you paid him what he did for a guy with 9 career catches, and I think he had, like, what, 1 or 2 last year? So I think that he is irreplaceable in terms of what he brings. To Bo's point, he's not a top 3 player in terms of importance, but I think he'd be hard to replace, and he does a lot for this offense.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, how about in the spot of number 19?
Number 19, I'll go here. This is the conversation we had around Divine Diablo, and number 19 for us was Troy Andersen. Now, Troy Andersen has a ton of upside. He has not had the ability to stay healthy over the course of his career, but we both talked about it this morning in deciding between he and Divine Diablo. I think they both play significant roles this year, but Troy Andersen, when he was at his best last year, NFC Defensive Player of the Week, did a number of things special teams-wise. If this team is going to get where they need to be, Troy Anderson's got to be at his best, and I think that's the reason that he becomes the 19th most important player for us.
Yeah, and look, I just go back to what he can be. But the good thing is you finally got a good athletic. I think one of the most athletic replacement you've had for Troy Andersen in a long time.
Okay, in the place of number 18,
that is Mike Hughes. Is what I've got. Look, AJ Terrell's your best cornerback, and Jesse Bates is your best player on defense. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
But the importance of Mike Hughes stepping up on the other side and locking that down is big, especially with we don't know who's going to be playing safety. And I think Billy Bowman has a good shot inside track and winning that nickel position. He's going to compete with Clark Phillips and D. Alford. Yeah. But Mike Hughes is kind of helping shut down. You're going to face teams like Tampa Bay, where you got Evans, Godwin, Mbeka Ibuke, the rookie from Ohio State.
You're good, man.
No, go ahead. Come on, Mr.
No,
Nate.
I don't know. I was listening to you struggle through that. I was like, I can't wait to hear him say his name.
I was trying to remember his name first.
Mbeka Ibuke. I don't know. Neither one of us are right. But to your point about Mike Hughes, just to go back into that for one quick second.
If he can lock down the other side or just make it more difficult, try to put a stranglehold on that number, the number two, it's going to help this team tremendously. And he's going to be helped tremendously if a couple other guys that are actually on this list do step up.
And I think that his role building towards the season will be different than it was last year. Remember how much we talked in the first 10 weeks or so, whatever, about the corners playing off? And Mike Hughes, one of the surest tacklers as a member of a secondary of any player in the NFL at times. He was able to play off, and he was able to run up and tackle on the quick throws. And that's the reason that he became in that role. That's the reason he took it over to begin with. I think it'll be a little bit different through the preseason this year and what he's being asked to do. I think it'll be a little bit more press at times. So I'll be curious. But if he can play to that level, of being the first-round draft pick that he was a number of years ago, then I think that that's what kind of vaults this defense into the next level.
Okay, so we've got Charlie Warner, Troy Andersen, Mike Hughes coming in 17th place of the top 20 most important Falcons is
Arnold Ebiketie. Arnold Ebiketie, and there's probably people listening right now that say, he's the kind of guy that probably needs to be higher, but I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that he is definitely part of a contingent of pass rushers that you need to step up to the plate.
Like, all I need Ebiketie and Floyd to do is kind of what they've done the last few years. If I get 8 or 9 from Floyd, if I get 6 or 7 from Ebiketie, with Walker and Braylon Trice and James Pierce, if I get 6 or 7 from that guy, like when you get through that at the end of the day, you get 5 or 6 guys. Now you've already reached what if everybody kind of gives what they've been doing, right? You're going to get 40, 50 sacks. That's the point for me. That's the beauty of it. So Ebiketie, I need him to continue to grow and do what he's done the last few years, honestly.
And we have time for one more in 16th place. Who do you guys have?
It's Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro.
Yep.
Look, you've lost Grady, and you need someone to step up. I think Root could be the guy that kind of steps in that role along with Morgan Fox. Yeah. And he popped last year at times. I don't care what he did in college. I don't care what he did last year. I need him to stay healthy. It's very important for him to stay healthy and be out there for the snap counts and when they need him, because he's going to play a big role, because – quite honestly, there's one other guy on this list in that interior that's kind of playing there. But they need him. They need Zach Harrison. But to me, Rook is the guy they need the most.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'll give Bo credit on this one. I did not have Rook on my list. And the more I looked at it, the more I'm really, really worried about interior defensive line. And Rook kind of fits into that. We've got to look, we can talk all we want to about the pass rush. We've got to be able to stop the run. And you were not good at that last year. He plays a massive part of what this team could be. If he can step up to the plate and be a a good player for this defense, then I think that he obviously fits in as one of the most important players on the team.
Well, and we're going to continue to rank the top 20 most important Falcons this season, according to Mike and Bo. We'll get to 11 through 15. That'll be coming up at 8:20 today. And coming up next, Braves won in a big way. We'll break down how they got it done next on Sports Radio The Game, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.